I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, September 2nd. Well, just over 22% of Quincy voters cast ballots in yesterday's state primary election. Here in Quincy, incumbent U.S. Senator Ed Markey defeated challenger Seth Moulton 66-33%, similar to the statewide results. 8th District Congressman Stephen Lynch fending off a challenge from Patrick Roth, winning 55-43%. Lynch will face Republican Robert Burke in November. In the race for Norfolk County District Attorney, Adam Deitch was the top vote getter in Quincy. However, at last check, Juna Perkins was leading the pack of 7 candidates across the county, followed closely by Deitch, and then Gregory Connor, a distant third. That race was still not called this morning. The winner will face independent candidate Joe Pagliarulo in November. Ron Iacobucci of Quincy was defeated by incumbent Chris Iannella, 71-29% for the 4th District Governor's Counselor seat. However, Iacobucci did win in Quincy, 52-46%. The Quincy state delegation was unopposed in yesterday's primary. Representative Tacky Chan will face Republican Sharon Cintolo in November. Congressman Stephen Lynch has beaten back a Democratic primary challenge from Patrick Roth, a progressive who tried to ride a wave of anti-incumbent discontent to Capitol Hill. The race to represent the state's 8th congressional district, which includes parts of Boston and the South Shore, was one of many primary contests across the country, pitting the power of incumbency against a call for generational change. This time incumbency prevailed. Lynch, running for his 14th term, grew up in South Boston housing projects, worked as an iron worker, a union officer, and a state representative before winning his first congressional race in 2001. During the primary campaign, he said he's still fighting for working families like his. 71-year-old Lynch is viewed by many as a political moderate. He argued that he's one of the few people in Congress on either side of the aisle who grew up poor and who understands the perspective of working people. He said his priorities have always been to fight for fair wages, protect Social Security, and to make housing more affordable. 39-year-old Roth, who has a background in corporate law and voting rights, argued that Washington is broken and veteran politicians like Lynch have failed to meet the moment to forcefully take on President Trump. In the November general election, Lynch will be heavily favored in the race against Republican challenger Robert Burke, who he beat decisively in 2022 and 2024. Republican Mike Minogue is projected to win his party's nomination to challenge Governor Mara Healey in November. The polls closed at 8 o'clock last night, and the AP called the race for Minogue at 8:45. Brian Shortsleeve conceded the Republican primary for governor and endorsed Minogue, calling on Republicans across Massachusetts to unite behind the party's nominee. Well, the Grossman companies have postponed plans to develop the TJ Maxx Plaza on the Bergen Parkway in Quincy. The Quincy-based company has informed the city that the plans for 250 apartments and office and retail space are on hold indefinitely as they wait to see how the local housing market evolves. Grossman's still plans to demolish the Burger King restaurant at that site and develop a bank at that location. The city approved the development plans 2 years ago, and all the necessary permits will remain active. The over 100-year-old company purchased the property and the Star Market property across the street for $41.5 million. Grossman's owned that property for many years, where it launched its salvage, lumber, and home improvement business. A community meeting will be held tonight regarding plans to expand the parking lot at the Nickerson Post on Moon Island Road in Squantum. The meeting is set for tonight at 6:30 at the Kennedy Center. The city wants to expand the parking lot to allow about 30 more spaces, bringing the total to 80 spaces. The project will also include the demolition of a building at that site to increase green space and enhance the entrance to Squaw Rock. A building at that site will also serve as the headquarters for the Massachusetts tribe. Mayor Thomas Koch says the project will be paid for with revenue generated from the Quarry Hills lease agreement with the city. Now, the jury in Lindsay Clancy's murder trial told the judge yesterday they're deadlocked and left the courtroom hours later after a fourth day of deliberations without reaching a verdict. Deliberations ended for the day at about 3:30 when the jury told Plymouth Superior Court Judge William Sullivan that they wished to be dismissed for the day and return this morning at 9 a.m. Earlier, jurors met for less than an hour to start the morning, then had a question for the judge just after 10 a.m. He sent them back to continue their deliberations in private. They remained there until court ended for the day. The defense attorney said outside of court at the end of the day that deliberations are nerve-wracking. The jury of 9 women and 3 men has deliberated for more than 23 hours since they were given the case last Thursday. If the jury comes back deadlocked again, Judge Sullivan will meet with the attorneys from both sides and then read what are called the Toohey-Rodriguez instructions to the jury in Massachusetts. It's a last resort instruction aimed at getting the jurors to reach a verdict. This instruction, also known as the dynamite charge, happened in Karen Reed's first trial in 2024. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow lost 419 points, the NASDAQ dropped 271, and the S&P fell 54. Asian stocks also tumbled. The dollar fell. The euro is down. Oil is up to $95 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox lose to the Mariners 9-6. Fenway last night. They'll wrap up that series at 4:10 this afternoon. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly cloudy. The high of 73. Tonight, cloudy and a low of 62. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms. High 79. Partly cloudy on Friday at a high of 82, and maybe some showers around Saturday, high 73. For the boater today, waves about a foot, the wind east, 5 to 10 knots, and a high tide 3:42 p.m. Sunrise 6:10, sets at 7:16. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, September 2nd.